Bauer Academy, where industry, education and business mix.
Hi, we are Money Mentors and this is our podcast with a young, successful businessman.
Hello, my name is Corbin and I'm from Intact Primary School. I have Maximus in the studio with me today. He's going to tell us the story of how he became a successful young businessman.
Debt aware, money skills for life.
Thanks for coming in, Maximus.
Thank you very much for having me, Corbin.
I'm going to ask you a few questions. I heard it all started with a pet Ignora Rabbit.
It actually did, yes.
When did you find out the Ignora Rabbits were so valuable?
Well, it all started when I was 12, actually. My friend Rob was moving to Australia with his family, and so he had to give me his three Angora rabbits. In fact, I've got a picture of one of my first rabbits here. His name's Jake. I don't know whether you've ever seen him before. Quite a fluffy fellow, isn't he? And so what happened was, because Rob had given me his three rabbits, I had to learn quite a lot about them. So I learned how big their cages need to be, and then I decided to put them into my garage, which was a cool, dry place, so that obviously it was warm and safe.
How much did you sell the fur for?
While I was actually looking up all the information about my Angora rabbits, I found out that they're actually worth £50 to £100, but the fur is worth the exact same amount, so it was no reason to sell my rabbits, I'd be better selling the fur.
At 18, why did you want so many rabbits?
Well, after finding out that the fur was worth so much money, I decided to get myself a job so I could save up and get more rabbits. So I went and got a local paper round, which would earn me some extra money. And I also went to a local farmer to help him out, because obviously he knew a lot about animals and how to look after them. In fact, with the money that I'd saved up from doing my local paper round and working at the farm, I asked my dad's friend to build me a rabbit hutch that had 15 spaces in it. So by the time I was like 15, I had 15 rabbits and really was going to have to end up with another rabbit hutch so I could have more.
If you could, would you have more shops in more towns?
Well, yeah, definitely I would. I mean, to get my first shop actually took a very long time. Because I had so many rabbits, I had to actually buy myself a small warehouse. So I went and bought that, and by that point I had over 30 rabbits myself from all of the rehoming. And then after a while, obviously I was collecting my rabbits, I'm selling the fur to a local factory down the road that made all of the clothes and things that obviously the fur gets turned into. But the owner was actually selling that factory, so I decided to buy it because now I had the product, which was the fur, and I could send that straight to the factory and make my own clothes. So I've got 8 shops now in 7 different towns. And yeah, definitely I want to get some more shops.
If you could sell them abroad, where would you sell them first?
Well, funnily enough, I'm actually going to America on Monday. I've got quite a lot of meeting plans. I'm going to New York first. And then I'm going to go to New Orleans and see if they want it, and then Memphis, and then Chicago. So I've got quite a lot of meetings planned for America, and hopefully I'll be able to set my base up there, because I've seen a lot of progress from my internet website about the sales that are actually going on in America.
Do you want more people working for you?
Well, I didn't at first, but obviously because I had so many rabbits, I had to get somebody to look after them for me. I remember just having that one person, Fred, who was with me. He used to look after him 15 hours a week. And then when I got the factory, I got a couple more people to help me out, because obviously I had like 100 rabbits at this point. And now I've got 41 people working for me. So, I mean, I think I would definitely need some more people working for me, but I'll just get them when I really need to.
The Bauer Academy, where industry, education and business mix.